Darrell, two good sides going toe-to-toe. Was a draw a fair result?
Yeah, I think it was a role reversal from last two seasons' games, wasn't it? There was respect from both sides, really. Got players that can hurt you, looking for that little bit of quality within the course of the game. I think you could tell it was our third game in a week. They were a little bit more fresher at times. But I thought we had created the better chances. Eli's a great headed save. Paddy's had a good chance first 10 minutes. But like you say, it was a cagey affair. But I thought it was two good teams cancelling each other out, if I'm honest.
Exactly. And in terms of chances, I suppose Eli, with those two with 15 minutes to go, the one that was well tipped over and then one that he blazed over, they were the best chance to keep his good run going.
Yeah, yeah. But they was always a constant threat. They've got good wide players. They've got good players. You know, for me, I thought it was a side that would have got in the top three last year, if I'm honest with you, if it wasn't curtailed. And, you know, got respect for Exeter. I think they'll be there amongst it this season. But goes to show how far we've sort of come, that we're disappointed with not winning a game against a good team.
Yeah. I suppose inevitably with a 0-0, you look at the defence with another clean sheet and they look fairly settled and comfortable.
A clean sheet today. I mean, in this run of 10 league games undefeated, now 11, we've only had two clean sheets in that. So I knew there was an attacking threat. And going to have problems, and scored a lot of goals of Exeter, like ourselves. And like I said, two good teams probably cancelling each other out on the day, but the clean sheet, I thought we defended superbly as a team. And like I said, I think probably the biggest disappointment for me on the back end of the week, it should have been 7 points, really. Colchester should have been three, shouldn't it? Three home games, we were undefeated, but it's early days yet. But what I will say is, and I just said it to my players there's going to be so many games in this 6 month spell. And it's going to be the ones that apply themselves and look after themselves, the squad members. You know, we've got to. Even you've seen today, even though that's our third game in the week, and we're going to be expunging everything into like 6-7 months, Saturday, Tuesday. So it's going to be times, I think, where the best squads are the ones that can handle it better, have a mixture and a freshness at the right time, and it's making sure that the players know their jobs when they come into the side.
And you've mixed it up a bit today in that you've given Emmanuel his first start. And those three just behind Eli, they can sort of interchange and they are versatile, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, we've obviously added two centre-forwards, which, you know, we're really thankful of Bournemouth and Birmingham, you know, because of the financial situation we're in. For those to allow us two of their good prospects for free is a testament to the good side of football, isn't it? So we're pleased to freshen up the front line, gives us a few more options, and because Adebayo and Lavery are top centre forwards for me, the good centre forwards, really good, but we need something in behind them with Josh injured.
For all these games that are coming thick and fast, it is important. You've talked about 11 games going unbeaten now, the likes of Atletico Madrid, Sevilla, Inter Milan. You're up there with the big European side. You're hard to beat.
Listen, it just goes to show. Listen, and people go, oh, well, Warsaw used to be in the Championship League One. It doesn't matter. We're not in there no more. We're working hard to try and win football games at the professional level that we're at. And it goes to show, if you look through the Europe, I don't want to go that far, Europe, but even if you look in the four divisions of our divisions, that's how hard it is to win pro games. And, you know, we've got an honest set of lads that I think are getting better connections, and we'll keep working away. But I do think it's going to be the squad and the usage for the squad and whoever picks up less injuries to key personnel that's going to be a difference, because I think there won't be many teams want to play as when we're on form, that's for sure.
Yeah, and they come thick and fast, these games. You're going to go to Bradford now on Tuesday night to Valley Parade, and you'll have the confidence of drawing. It's a very good exercise.
Two tough away games now, aren't we, coming up, Bradford and Barrow, so we'll get ourselves back to work, get cracking on it, count the bodies up and see how we're going along the way.
At Bradford, the results in previous years have not been great. You don't take that into account going into this game?
All I know is Valley Parade's a difficult place to play. There's no crowd in there, but they're a good team, got good players. They are expected to be in the automatic slots, aren't they? So the size of the football club tells you that. We'll look at Bolton as well. They're expected to be in the top three. And there's the size of the fan bases and whatnot. So they haven't added added pressure, but they've had a good win today, but we're on a good run, aren't we? So, but when you're on that run, you always become side's go-to. They want to break that and they want to raise that 5-10%. So we'll have to be on our mantle to get a win.
And you mentioned there about the two new lads yesterday. It just adds that extra depth and the options you've got now.
Yeah, it does. We're two fit centre forwards, isn't it? So you need that depth in your squad.